Online Podcast, May 3rd, 2004. Hello. Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this, but it's good morning for me because I'm late. I know that I haven't done a podcast for a while because I was busy this weekend, and I'll tell you all about it as I'm getting ready to leave now, but I couldn't quite tell you about it right now because I cannot think. Oh my god. I cannot think at this point. I'm gonna grab all my stuff. Okay, this little baby, short little baby part here is going to be a sound scene tour of me going to work, which you have heard already. If you haven't, here it is. Okay, hi girly, bye daddy, love you. That's a good girl. Bye girly. Oh gosh, have I forgotten anything? I forgot. Do I have my phone? I've been forgetting my phone. Lately, okay, I do have it. But I'm excited. Next week, I'm gonna get a new phone. Oh, not next week, but 2 more weeks. Okay. Bye, girly. Oh, I hope it's not cold. It was so cold last night. It was freezing cold. Oh. I have a few things that I would like to talk to you about, and I'm gonna make it. I made a mental list earlier when I was in the shower, and I don't remember if I remember it. So we'll just have to see if I remember it, okay? Bye, girlie, I love you. Okay. Now I'm leaving. Bye, girlie. Mwah. And that's the garage door opening. And welcome to people who listen. We're listening to the show for the first time as I'm rushing to work. Rushing into work. Well, I hope I don't forget anything. Hey. Okay, it's gonna be noisy because I'll be driving, but I have to get this out of the way. Ooh, that was loud for you, and I realized what it was. It is when I close my car, the seal of the car is causing the diaphragm of the microphone to react to, you know, like whatever reaction the microphone does. So I'm going to work now. And so hi again to the new people. And I realized that my well, I'll tell you about my weekend first. My weekend was crazy. It was a very crazy week last week at work. And both jobs are very, very busy. There's a ton of stuff that I had to accomplish, and in fact, one of them kind of slowed down a little bit, and the other one is still going on pretty heavily. That's why I'm very late for that. So it was a crazy week to begin with, and then it was a crazy weekend. Also for, you know, my other job. So two jobs were very demanding last week. And I think, what was it? Last post I put up was probably what? Was it Wednesday? But I don't remember. But I did put up I hope you guys like the, especially for those who subscribe to it. Subscribe to my feed, that you at least get a little short notice from me that there's not going to be any show today. I mean, this weekend. And then I'll probably be posting this, I don't know, this is Monday that I'm recording, so if you are getting this Monday afternoon, you're very lucky. No, I'm very lucky. And then, if otherwise, you'll be getting this possibly Monday, I'm sure Tuesday, if not Monday. Unless this recording turned out really crappy. Because I realized in the car is kind of noisy. So I turned down the sensitivity of the iRiver, and hopefully that would take care of some of the noise that you're gonna get from outside. Actually, it's not the noise from outside that's causing the problem. It's actually the, what is it? The car, the bumpiness from the car is causing the diaphragm to vibrate a whole lot. And that's when it does that. Same thing with that door closing thing. I hope you know what I'm talking about. And I sound like I'm sleepy because I am, and it's also allergy, and I woke up with a headache. I hate that. Oh yeah. But things are green though, very pretty. The sky's blue, the trees are green. Oh, I feel like I'm necking coal. And very pretty, and flowers blooming. But everything is green now. It looks like just like spring and summer. Grass is growing really tall everywhere. People need to mow. Okay. And then I just have to mention this because I have just started listening to Mr. Poos from the Poos Radio, and this cute southern guy. Talking about cute guy, there's a cute guy next to me. I mean, not next to me in my car, but hello. A cute guy in this car with his sister. What looks like, oh, mother, actually. And I'm not just kidding. Sometimes when I see very cute, when I see really cute straight guys, what we think that is straight guys, if they go out with their girlfriend or their wife, I would just say, oh, look at that guy, so sweet, going places with his sister. But that really was looking like his mother. So yeah, I got sidetracked again. What was I talking about? Oh, Mr. Poos. Oh yeah. And I started listening to Mr. Poos, and he's really funny. And I commented in a few places that he just, you know, being himself, he talks and he eats and he rants about things and he talks about things and the way everything is funny. And so I got really hooked on his shows. I downloaded all his shows since the first show and listened to it. I think he probably has show number 9 or number 10 now by the time you hear this. I know number 9 was in my iPod, so I have to listen to that also. In fact, I was listening to his number 8 while I was going to sleep last night, while he talked about being sleepy and falling asleep. So Mr. Poos is really cute. If you want to check out if those show are your kind of show, you have to try it out. I mean, it's you'll like it, I think. At least try it out. I personally enjoy it, and I'm sure UFN, the Urban Family Night, also it's a very funny show. I think you can go to Nathan Tia, that's nathantia.com/UFN, or you can just go to my show notes. I'm gonna put show notes on there also. I mean, there are links up to the website, Mr. Poos's and the UFN's. Those are the two shows that I'm listening to that's really funny. I've also listened to Archer. Archer is a photographer, a blogger. Oh, God. I don't know if I squish a bird or not. There was a bird that got hurt or something and just like fell, like, you know, crash landed on the street. And it was trying to, and the wing was all wagged up, and I didn't want to roll over at the bird. I hope I did not do that. It was scary. I mean, it's gonna die anyway with this kind of traffic, but I don't want to be the one. Oh. Well, that's one thing about doing a podcast, a lazy podcast, as I call it, in the car, is because I get distracted. Rightfully so. You don't want me to drive into a tree, do you? Or maybe you do, but I'm not going to. Okay, let's see. Oh yeah, if you haven't checked out my Costco soundseeing tour, you might want to go do that. I have re-uploaded a file without telling anyone. I have recompressed the file to a higher, whatever you think, sampling rate. And it gives you even a better depth of, it gives you a little bit more travel, because I was, I think, compressing it at 24,000 kilohertz, and it kind of took out a lot of the treble, the higher pitch spectrum out from the track. It still painted a pretty good picture with that three-dimensional sound, but now that I've compressed it to a different bit rate and even a different sampling rate, it actually turned out a whole lot better, I think. So if you haven't heard it, if you want to recheck it out, you can go back to my blog, which is onlinepodcast.com. That's the easy to remember one, onlinepodcast.com. Or if you remember my website as being online.johnong.com, you can still go there. It's the same thing. But onlinepodcast.com would probably be a little bit easier for most people to remember, even me, myself included. So go there and re-download the Costco show if you haven't heard it. Or I mean, if you have heard it, or if you haven't heard it, you should go back and check it out. And Mr. Archer, okay, I was talking about Mr. Archer. Mr. Archer has, he sent me a voicemail. Actually, Mr. Pooh sent me a voicemail too. I'm going to be playing those after this. I'm going to insert their voicemails in between after I talk about Mr. Archer. So Mr. Archer, he left a message thanking me about the suggestion I made for him regarding iRiver. You know what I realized? I have spent more money to get the iRiver 899, which is the version that supposedly on iRiver's website, the only model that would do external microphone. But guess what? The i700 series, the 79 series, no, is it 70? Yeah, the 79 or 790s, how do you say that? The 790 series, okay? They were all, maybe with a firmware update or something, they all could handle external microphone. So I've actually paid more to get something that I didn't really need. And, I don't know, but it's already served its purpose. It's really working really well for me, so I'm not going to complain. But, well, I just did, but... So there you go. If... Now, don't take my word for it, though. If you're one of the ones who are looking for an iRiver and thinking that you need an external... You need to use an external microphone, and therefore you need to get an 899 or 890 series, you might want to just check out somebody who has it, because I have a friend. Oh, road's closed, but not where I'm gonna take. A friend of mine bought one, and he's gonna start his podcast also. So he bought, and this is like a real friend in real life. He's gonna start his podcast, so he bought an iRiver, and he bought a 790 series, and it does the same thing. The firmware, I mean, it just changes. You just change it to external microphone, and there you go, and you're set. There's an option for you to do that. According to the website, there isn't one. So I don't know why. Maybe the 899 series are made for the European, I'm not sure, because I can only find it in in Best Buy here in America. So I'm gonna play Archer's, and I've listened to Archer's radio. I mean, is it called Archer Radio? I don't remember what it's called, but I put a link on my site. I think it's called Archer Radio, maybe? I'm not sure. Go to his website and take a listen to it. It's sometimes a little funny, but it's not always funny. Like, you know, it's not. I realize all the gay shows are comedy. Mine isn't, but sometimes my stupidity makes you laugh, but I don't really consider myself, my show, as a comedy. I would really like to list myself on the culture on Podcast Alley. But I'll talk to you about Podcast Alley and a few other things when you're done listening to this, the message that Archer left me, and followed by Mr. Pooses.
Hi, John. This is Archer from Archer Radio. I got your email, and I appreciate the information about the iRiver. I bought one today, so I hope to start doing some remote podcasting myself. Anyway, this is just a short message to say thank you for the information, and I'm going to keep doing your podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.
Johnny Toots. Hello there. This is Mr. Percy. And I wanted to call and just say I'm glad you've chosen to use Johnny Toots, Miss Johnny Toots of that, as your new name, because it's so cute. And I think it fits you. I like the one to leave the fits Miss Wisdom. So, yeah, you're going to have to use that. And I certainly enjoyed the little chit-chat we had on the Skype the other day, because that was interesting. That was an interesting person, so intelligent, and so gay fabulous, especially with the name Johnny Toots, because that's got so many S's in it, and you can hear me lisp, and I know that's special. And so you can have to call me up on the voicemail. I'm not sure what the number is. It's something like, 206-202-HOMO or something like that. I don't know. I got it posted now. I'm lazy. I can't remember the numbers. I didn't learn my home phone number for like 5 years. I still don't know the cellular number. So, whatever that was. Mercy Bone and all that good stuff. And I'm going to have to call you again sometime and give you the email. But I'm so glad that you've chosen it. And you guys continue using it, okay? And smooches. And all that good stuff, you hear? Bye-bye to it.
Okay. So that was Archer that you were listening to at first, and then followed by this very funny Mr. Poos. And like he mentioned, he called me Johnny Toots. And I realized Toots is something that... Oh, there's a big bus in front of me. Toots is something that... it's not used. In fact, I've never heard it. But I thought that's really cute. So he's been calling me Johnny Toots, and I said that on my blog you probably saw it. If you haven't, you can also go to Online Podcast and check out my blog also, onlinepodcast.com, and check out my blog. Sometimes I would leave, if it's not an audio stuff, I sometimes also put up a written blog on there also. Pictures and such, so you should go there and check it out too. Usually when I'm not doing a podcast, I would at least post something on there. So go check him out. And so that was Mr. Poots, so really cute. So I'm officially Miss Crowned Miss Johnny Toots. And okay, and talking about Podcast Alley, before we played the clip from the Archer and Toots, the other Toots, honey, oh, what's his name? Puss. Mr. Puss. Pussy Toots.
Pussy Toots. Pussy Toots. Sorry. And, so I was going to talk about Podcast Alley. And that really, really kind one that was the more that brought me, that really had me going into a different direction again. Let me talk about what I was busy doing also. Despite all that craziness weekend, I was so honored. And I'm so glad that I actually had time to create something for our dear Miss Wanda. I was involved in a tiny little project with Miss Wanda Wisdom. If you haven't heard Miss Wanda's show, it's called Lucky Bitch Radio, and you should check out her show tomorrow or today, whichever is. If I post the show today, it'll be tomorrow. Whenever you're listening to this, it's just a show. Probably the second May show of Wanda's. So it's going to be I think it's the first studio show, the second show of the month of May. And she is so sweet, and I won't tell you what it is, but there's something little special thing that I made, so you have to go over to Podcast Alley. What is that place? One of Wisdom's on LuckyBitchRadio.com to listen to what I made for her. And then after that, also the kind Miss Wanda put up a link for all of us, all of that what she calls the queer cast, which is all the gay podcast shows. She put a link on her website and encouraging people to go vote for everyone, all the queer casts. And my show was included. She's always very kind, and she included my show in there. And guess what? My show is under general, because before I was on Podcast Alley since November. I think November 11th, and of last year of 2004. And at that time, it was really new. It was like the first few shows. I would say maybe the first few shows listed on there on that thing, but there wasn't a category for me. And I think my show is more of, well, it was slowly evolved also. It was just my life, so that's why it's under general. I couldn't figure out what category to put myself under, and besides, they didn't have a cultural section. I think my show is more of a cultural show because it is around my life, which has a lot of Malaysian culture, American culture, some of that. So I was going to list myself there. But anyway, I'm under general. And I really am not too... I'm not too crazy about having you vote for my show. But if you want to, there is a place that you can go. I'm not going to tell you that you should go vote for me if you like my shows. I'm just going to tell you that podcastalley.com has a place you can just search if you want to vote for me online under the search, and my show would pop up. And under there, you can vote for me. But the thing is, what I can tell you is there's like over 500 shows, almost 600 shows listed under general. But of course, you know, that's the beginning of the month. So people hasn't like encouraged all their listeners to go out and vote for them, which I'm not going to do. So I is actually the top 100. I'm 98 as of yesterday, but today will probably change. But I don't care. It's not something that is important for me. T-shirt. Do I need T-shirt? Gonna leave it in the car. Okay, I have to go. Let me see if have I covered everything. I think I have. So maybe this will be the show for the day, unless I forget something. So, thank you very much for subscribing. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for downloading, and thank you very much for listening to my show, and thank you very much for voting for me. I saw a new person voted for me on Podcast Alley. Thank you so much, especially leaving comment also. I will talk to you again soon, hopefully. I hope I won't be too busy this week, but you never know. Again, take care all. I'll talk to you on my next show, okay? Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, before I go, there's one other thing. I am trying to coordinate with my correspondent over in San Francisco, Miss Bridget Hannah Jones. Bridget Jones is going to report to us the film festival in San Francisco. It's very exciting. He actually left me a message on the phone. It's really exciting, all the shows that he's going to talk about, especially highlighting the Malaysian movies. There's a few shows that I really want to talk to him about, and he's going to go watch those movies, and he's going to have a podcast with me over the phone, and we're going to discuss about the movie. It's going to be exciting, and those people who are interested in Malaysian films, this is going to be exciting. Even I'm so excited, I want to go watch the movie myself. Too bad we're stuck in Kansas City, a little cow town here, and there's no good film festival. Even if they have film festival, they're not going to show Malaysian film. But that's it about it. That's enough about Kansas City, Red. I'm gonna take a sip of water. So, I will see you another time, okay? Thank you again for everything. And go to my website, leave my a voicemail or whatever on my comment line at 206-888-JOHN. Oh my god, I almost said Madge's number, which is bad on my show. So it's 206-888-JOHN. JKONG.BEBEBEJOHN. And I also found a Cantonese podcast from Hong Kong. I'm going to talk about that later though, and I'm going to talk about Tiara also, what my thought about Tiara and Crown. I have one. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye bye. That's it. I think I'm going to stop now. Okay, bye. And don't forget to smile. Till next time. Mwah. Was I recording? Yeah, it was. Oh, gosh.